Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now also a podcast. My name is Julia, your guide through the labyrinth of life's profound questions and transformative adventures. I am slow traveling Africa, writing about social sustainable tourism and what actually happens when we let the heart lead the way. Through sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener. Because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence. So whether you're a seasoned traveler or a curious soul, let's embark on a journey where fear takes a backseat and joy leads the way. Hit that follow button and subscribe, because trust me, you won't want to miss a beat. Without further ado, let's dive into today's post. Traveling solo, initial setbacks and disappointments. Moving to South Africa. Just a little while back, it became apparent to me that I wanted to make a drastic change in my life, propelled by the feeling that I wasn't living life from my heart, and by the longing to live an authentic life, however that may look like. I decided that moving to South Africa indefinitely was the right choice to make. I'd lived there briefly as a 20-year-old, and I was now longing to go back. Let's just say it didn't motivate me any less that I'd recently reconnected with an ex of mine that lived in KwaZulu-Natal, an eastern province of South Africa. Said and done, I quit my job, terminated my contract for my apartment, and soon found myself with both feet on Durban soil. How surreal. The plan was to move to South Africa, live in the countryside of KwaZulu-Natal, write a second bachelor thesis, learn how to farm, love, and be loved deeply. Not an overly complicated plan, if you ask me, but oh, what a joy. The months leading up to my departure, I was practically dancing through the mundane everyday life, just dreaming about my upcoming adventure. But plans seldom go accordingly, and neither did mine. 3 days into my great journey, I get rejected. Needless to say, is that any and every picture of what I imagined this trip would be was effectively washed down the drain. So now what? I am brokenhearted, a whole world away from home, the disappointment and shame ravaging my mind. In a way, it changes everything, and yet nothing. I'm still here. I still have undefined amounts of time to do whatever I want with. How often does it happen that as a grown-up, we have total freedom over our time? No, I need to sit with this for a while, process, accept, and a release. Hopefully, the universe has other plans for me, but for now, I am just going to sit with all of the feelings. Drastic life changes. 4 solo travel tips. Number 1, embrace uncertainty. Accept that not everything will go as planned. Embrace the unknown and see it as an opportunity for joy and adventure to come into your life. 2. Trust your gut. Also, when you feel an instant yes in your whole being, follow it. Intuition and gut feeling is not only to warn us, but to guide us. 3. Learn from setbacks. Instead of dwelling on setbacks, decide to learn something. Use it as fuel to grow, align, and thrive in your new reality. We can make meaning out of everything. 4. Define your why. Before enduring your solo traveling, try to define your why, your reason for wanting to do this journey. If all your travel plans suddenly go up in flames, you have your purpose to ground you. Finding purpose and meaning in your journey will keep you motivated and resilient. Alright guys, that was today's blog post. As you may or may not know, this podcast is part of a larger travel platform specializing in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to reach out to me, please, please do. You will find me on www.theglobalentity.com or any social medias with that same name, The Global Entity. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. If you really like it, maybe even send it to a friend that you think might enjoy it too. Otherwise, have a great week and don't forget to dance.